Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan. Garrett is keeping us on the rails at 6:42.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot.
I don't want your life.
I don't want your life.
Here we go.
You do the Rise Up Rewind for the countdown and kickoff. Have you already begun that? Like the process of like digging into the deep, hallowed grounds of Falcons history to be brought to you by Allie Mack and the Rise Up Rewind.
I have not.
Okay.
Not for this
week yet.
That's
what I was like. I don't want to put you on the spot.
No. The one I was super prepared for like 2 weeks early on was the Matt Ryan.
Yes.
Being named starting quarterback. Cool. I was ready for that one, but I'm not ready for week one yet. I will be, though. That's today's assignment.
What do you think the process will look like for that? You're like, Falcons versus Bucks history, or Falcons week one history, or this date in Falcons history.
Yeah, it's going to be Falcons week one history.
Yeah, okay.
Because it kind of sets the stage for the entire season.
Yes, it does.
So we need to know what those pinnacle moments were that happened.
When were the vibes highest in week one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm ready. I'm super ready for it.
But before we get to Sunday, we got to get through Saturday. Let's talk about some college football. Somebody tell Steve I love that because I don't have to count how many days until Saturday.
Wait, what? 2, 3. It's not really. Especially on a 4-day week.
Yes.
Like that's.
I love it. Thank you, Steve. You're my favorite person today. All right, so college athletes are suing the NCAA to be able to compete for 5 seasons rather than 4. Right now, the current rule allows athletes to compete for 4 seasons during a 5-year time span that begins when they enroll in college. And the students, they're saying the NCAA's eligibility rules violate antitrust law.
This whole thing, there's nothing about college sports from 10 years ago that doesn't violate antitrust law, right? I mean, that's kind of where we're at, and that's what has resulted in this. This is, to me, if I was the NCAA, I'd go, okay, you want to do away with red shirts? We'll just do away with red shirts. We'll just do away with the 5th season period instead of allowing you a 5th season to play. We'll just say, oh, you only got 4 seasons to play. I'd be more in favor of that.
This is confusing to me because you really only get 4 years. Your 5th year, you just get to practice. And you don't get to play in games.
You get 5 years to play 4 is the way it's stated.
Yes. Yes. But you can also be a graduate transfer and have a 5th year if you're a graduate student, right? That's what they did. They started that back like at some point. I remember guys being at schools for 4 years and then transferring, getting to play the next year, and they were a graduate transfer.
Yeah, but that was only – the graduate transfer wasn't about years of eligibility. That just goes back to when you used to have to sit out a season.
That's all that was.
So you were just immediately eligible if you had graduated.
I'm about to go, old man, get off my lawn on you. But
yeah,
this
too.
Is the problem with it. This is a generation that doesn't want to grow up.
Okay, I wasn't going to go that far.
No, I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, you want to stay in college for the rest of your life? Well, do it like I did and don't graduate and just stay there for 6.5 years. That's what I did. I didn't play sports.
The problem is that they want to stay in college so they can make money for an extra year, which I understand it from that perspective.
Yeah, but now they're keeping people – they're keeping the next class from coming in and making money.
I agree.
So, again, this is a – I don't want to grow up. I want to make easy money.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah, like –
I'm Van Wilder.
No, you either – you get 4 years of eligibility and you get paid now. And if you want to – and you can – and I don't know how – if anybody's doing NIL for a freshman that comes in that wants to retch, I don't know how all that works. I don't really care. But you get 4 years to get paid, and then you got to go. Okay? Sorry. So maybe we just do away with the redshirt altogether because nobody really redshirts anyways but guys that need more development.
Well, and now you can play 4 games. That wasn't the case.
If
you played 1 play, you were done.
So just get rid of it completely.
Here's my biggest issue with this, and this is a never-ending battle between the NCAA and, you know, college athletes, whatever it may be. What's to stop somebody the next time around? Hey, you get 5 years, go ahead. Okay, hey, let's just say that they okay this. You know what? You're right. They won in court. You're going to get 5 years. What's to stop somebody the next time around? It's like, you know what? I know I have 3 degrees, but I really wanted to pursue that doctorate. And, you know, why are they telling me I can't play college football if I'm going to college? Why is that not that 100% will be the next step in this entire equation of being like, I'd like to get, you know what, I know I have a Bachelor of Science, but I'd like to go get my psychology degree. Let me just re-enroll at age 32.
I mean, yeah, it's The NCAA was over the top with a lot of their rules. They got told to give an inch. And it's become a foot. And now it's become a yard. And we're getting to, it's about to become a mile. Right? Like, it's just, right. Where the goalpost, I am all for college athletes having rights, because there's no doubt they have essentially built billion-dollar corporations or industry, an industry up to $1 billion, right? And got nothing out of it other than an education, which is, that is something, don't get me wrong, because that's something I had to pay for. And Garrett had to pay for, and you had to pay for, and Mike, you because the work you put
paid
in,
for it in blood, sweat,
you,
and tears.
You benefit, and look, and I that's nothing, no ill will, I get it, it's great. Should you get more out of it? Yeah, you should have made something off your name and likeness for what you, but the reality, I still see videos of you, like, when I want to show you stuff, but the reality is, there has to be a line drawn. Like, no, you can't play 10 years college football. We got guys still playing from 2018 because they were in COVID. I mean, when is it enough? Like, you can't be 30 playing college football when you never had a major injury or anything just because you think it's your right.
Yeah. Real quick for you. Did you guys see the stat from this weekend? There was a quarterback that threw a touchdown pass to a kid that was in seventh grade when he made his college debut.
That is ridiculous.
I know. I don't remember who it was, but I was like, wait, what? What? I was doing the math in my head going, oh, my gosh.
If you think the person is too old to date a college freshman, then they shouldn't be a college football player.
Oh, we went weird there.
Yeah. We went weird. You can't be 30 dating 18-year-olds. You can't be 30 playing college football.
And the weekly Shout at the Clouds meeting will be held at Casa de Squid later today.
This ain't fair.
It is time for Throwback Thursday Trivia. Bo won last week. The season is tied 7-7. All right, so the MTV VMAs will air this weekend on CBS Sunday at 8 with host LL Cool J, which I find crazy because it's not 1998. So we're going to throw back to the heyday of the MTV VMAs. These are all moments you should remember.
I feel so unconfident. Like, so bad.
As you know, your name is your buzzer. When you ring in, I will stop reading the question. Garrett, please help me hear who yells their name first. All right, question number one. Who famously wore a meat dress to the VMAs?
Mike. Lady Gaga?
That's correct. Whoa. It is 1-0.
Oh, it's going to be in the 90s.
Well, it's Throwback Thursday trivia. It's the heyday. Who interrupted Taylor Swift's speech?
Mike. Kanye West.
That is correct. 2-0. Which boy band reunited at the VMAs?
Backstreet Boys.
No.
Mike. NSYNC.
That's correct. The Backstreet Boys have never broken up, Bo.
I don't know. I just was trying to answer. I was just trying to get an answer.
Feels right there for a minute. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to get on the board here.
All right. Who had a snake on?
Bo. Britney Spears.
That is Britney Spears. I think he was just louder. Told you I was going to get that one. 3-1. All right. Who won the very first Video of the Year award in 1984 with?
Michael Jackson.
No.
Oh. You can see where I was going.
It was the video killed the radio star.
No, I know where you're going with that because that was the first music video played on MTV.
Just do me a favor. Please don't tell me that it was the Money for Nothing video with Dire Straits?
No.
Okay, good.
No, it was The Cars. The song was good You God. Might Think.
I was going to be so mad.
I thought it was going to be Thriller.
No.
Just, you know, I didn't know.
I get where you're going with that, too. For sure. Okay. What iconic award do winners receive at the VMAs? Mike.
Moon Man.
That is the Moon Man. It is 4-1. Who performed with a giant foam finger alongside Robin Thicke in 2013? She was breaking out of her Disney.
Bo. Miley Cyrus.
That is correct.
I was going to get it wrong anyway. I was going to say Hannah Montana.
I mean, not all the way wrong.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
All right. In 1997, what female singer started her acceptance speech for Best New Artist by saying, this world is bull blank.
Bo?
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera?
That's not it.
1997. I'm just going to take a shot in the dark. Let's go, Mike. Let's go Toni Braxton.
No.
Okay.
Dude, Toni Braxton is way older than 97 coming out with an album.
That would
you
be...
You don't think she had like a hit in 97?
I don't know. My point is that she had been way out before 97. Yeah. Like, that was not her debut. Oh,
she's been around.
Oh, I didn't hear the debut part. Sorry,
yeah, 97. It was best new artist. So, yeah, sorry about that. Fiona Apple. She really upset some MTV execs that night. Who had their baby bump reveal on stage? Mike.
This is not right, but I'm going to say Rihanna.
That is not it.
Okay.
That's the Super Bowl.
Can I hear the question, please?
Who had their baby bump reveal on stage in 2011?
Did that help you?
Beyonce.
That's correct.
Yeah. What? Come get some.
All right. It is 4-3. In 1991, this pint-sized legend wore a yellow bodysuit with his butt cheeks cut out.
Oh, gosh.
Legend, pint size, itty bitty little man. He's my size.
Mike?
Yes.
Danny DeVito.
No.
Bo.
Bo.
Prince.
That's Prince.
I didn't know he was that small.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, Prince is he was a little guy.
He was a little guy. 4-4. All right. Who showed up in denim matching outfits with Britney at the 2001?
Mike. Justin Timberlake.
That is correct. It is 5-4. We have time for just a couple more. Who performed Like a Virgin?
Bo. Madonna?
That is correct. It is 5-5. In 1998, Rose McGowan showed up in a dress, if you can call it that, which was simply strings of beads covering her booty. Who was she on the arm of that night?
Marilyn Manson.
That is correct.
Wow, I had no idea what that answer was. I mean, none.
No?
I was like, what?
You can't picture that dress in your mind?
Not at all.
Bo, you can.
Not at all.
I can, and also, she was in Jawbreaker, and I knew that she dated Marilyn Manson.
And
there's a whole thing about her and Marilyn Manson. Anyways.
All right, let's get a couple more in.
All right.
Who closed the 2013 VMAs with Roar?
Mike. Katy Perry.
That is correct. It's 6-6. This is going to be the tiebreaker. In 2002, what artist was being celebrated because it was his 44th birthday, but he thought he was getting Artist of the Millennium Award and did an acceptance speech?
Oh, I know this. Oh, come on.
He took the cake topper and said, thank you so much.
I have no idea. No clue.
Come on.
Take this thing, Bo. Make us look
good. Come on, Bo.
Make us look good.
Can I get the year again?
2002.
Oh, sorry.
He was 44.
44 in 2002.
I don't know. Billy Joel.
Michael Jackson. One more. In 2000, a member of what band?
Bo! Rage Against the Machine. It's Tim Bob.
Go.
I was waiting for that one. I knew it. I was waiting for it. He climbed.
You said in 2000, a member of a
he
band.
He climbed a tower. Tim Bob from Rage Against the Machine climbed a tower during an acceptance speech.
He protested Limp Bizkit winning.
I have no idea. Wow, good for you.
Congratulations.
I'm actually very happy with my performance. Very happy with my performance.
All right, coming up, Sunday is getting closer and closer. What do we need to know about the teams and matching up at Mercedes-Benz? That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
Odyssey app.